Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Taking a 6-minute walk on Gail Lippincott. This goes to Dr. Levon on 3/27/23. Mrs. Lippincott performed the 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 95%. Period. After walking 322 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 91%. Period. A paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk on Kenneth Best. This goes to Dr. Christos. One on 3/27/23, Mr. Best performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 624 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Denise Reddick. This goes to Natasha Anderson. On 3/27/23, Mrs. Reddick performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 349 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Kenneth Hill. On 3/27/23, Mr. Hill performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 232 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 99%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Guy Rohrer, R-O-H-R-E-R. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 3/27/23, Mr. Rohrer performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. Patient achieved 265 meters in 6 minutes, period. At 1 minute and 45 seconds, he desaturated, although his hands were cool. Patient resumed the walk. Saturation diminished to 87%. The oximeter was placed on the opposite hand, and the patient was able to complete the test with a 99% saturation, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with intermittent hypoxemia, period. Thank you.